Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. New and regulars, thank you. Another beautiful day here in Las Vegas. So, hosting tonight, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Good evening.
Evening. Did you talk about your nice thick winter hairdo going
on? Yeah, man. I got to get it cut, but damn, it's too cold. My ear's getting too cold.
Gary laughed about that. I don't know why.
I got no idea, but it's still too chilly, man. Once it gets below 60, it's no fun anymore.
Anything below 60 is just no fun.
No.
It's cold.
No. Well, how old are you?
No. Two birthdays this month. I think it's Gary's birthday this month.
My birthday is February.
How old are you?
I know
he's going to be 49. Well, how old are you? He's 7 years younger than me.
I'm forever 29.
Okay. How old are you, Mikey?
I'm forever 29, okay?
Come on. How old are you? What are you,
43. 40?
I'm not 43? Old. I'm not old enough to be a bomber driver in Pahrump, but I'm young enough to be one. But I'm young enough to be one here in Vegas.
You 43?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close. We'll go with that. Okay.
43. All right. In 13 years, you come back and tell me that 60 degrees is warm.
I got my T-shirt, my On Wheels Now T-shirt on right now.
You got one of them?
I
don't.
I got my woolly sweater.
Woolly sweater.
All right.
The winter hairdo going.
Damn right. I'm like another 5 degrees away from getting my long johns out, man.
Hey, I wore my long johns this past weekend.
Yeah, see?
We'll get into that, though.
See what I mean?
It was windy this last couple days, too, man.
Oh, yesterday was friggin' brutal.
I hate the wind.
It was moving my hair around.
I don't mind the little bit of cold we get, because it could be worse. I mean, we could be getting snow, like Denver or back east, you know?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
It looks great on top of Mount Charleston right now, as far as I'm concerned. And if I want to get to it, I can drive 45 minutes to it.
Exactly, and drive back and get away from it. So I'm with you there.
The older I get, I still got my sled hanging that I brought from New York over 17 years ago. It's still hanging in the same spot in my garage. The older I get, the more I say, no, that.
And his long johns are still
Well, you're going to need those because it's that season. I can't believe it's that season again. Don't you have a front yard Christmas thing that you
the snowman? The snowman's lights went out, remember?
That's what it was, yeah. You're gonna need your long johns to fix
you
that.
You mean Frosty.
Frosty.
Oh, Frosty. Snowman.
Yeah. Frosty made it through the season last year. I'm looking at that in the garage also.
Yeah, can you believe it's that time again?
Okay.
Seems like we're just talking about that.
Yep.
Damn Frosty.
Broken arm, no nose. We're getting there, man.
Well,
it's Thanksgiving
next
week.
Yeah, like yesterday, I think it was yesterday, somebody said, hell yeah, next week's Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, it's not. I look at the calendar and they're like, oh, crap, it's Thanksgiving next week. What am I going to do?
But
there is racing if you want to watch any kind of racing next week. Havasu, they're having their Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving race on Saturday.
They
are? At 295 Speedway.
There's also racing in Tucson that same day.
That's correct.
November 28th is Havasu.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's after Thanksgiving, I guess. 25th is,
Yeah,
that's about right. Yep. Gates open at 12 and racing at 2. Late models, street stocks, outlaw carts, factory stocks. Oh, full schedule. Pony stocks and team factory.
Full schedule. And pony stocks
full
they don't
schedule.
Usually have down there all the time, so it'll be interesting to see what they have for pony stocks.
Now, I still can't, I'm still a little confused. Are they an hour ahead of us or an hour behind us?
Ahead of us.
Ahead of us.
Mm-hmm, because we went back.
So right now it's 7:05 there.
Yes.
Okay. So gates open at 12, racing starts at 2. Everybody keep that in mind.
Their time.
Their time, not our time.
Okay.
So maybe it's nice and warm down there. I don't know.
But that's not this weekend. That's,
no, that's
2 weeks from now. That's,
yep, that's
excuse
November,
me, next week, not 2 weeks.
November,
thinking,
20, November 28th.
You know, I keep thinking 2 weeks, but yeah, man, that's next week. Unbelievable. Wow.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Hey, we won't get too much farther. We'll move on to the man always on a mission, which I'm curious to find out what the new mission might be, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Good. Every time I talk about JJ's hair, you chuckle.
I don't know. What's up with that? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing
the
at my
winter coat?
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, nice
that's
thick
it,
woolly coat you got, mm-hmm, too.
Yeah, so I do.
You should be proud of that. I got a couple of friends that don't have anything up there.
Yeah, Nick Nusitelli, he up in St. George, right?
Yes.
Yep. I know he's freezing his ears off.
Yeah, you got to wear a beanie
that's
or
for
something.
Sure.
Huh?
I wanted that today.
Yeah.
I wanted that yesterday.
That yeah, wind again.
I took my residence to Super Walmart. My ears are freezing. And there's the greeter, Johnny. I've known him for over 6-7 years since place opened up. He got a beanie. I said, damn. I said, that's what I forgot. My beanie.
Damn. They still got greeters?
Yeah, they still got greeters.
I thought they changed that for a while.
I've been practicing.
Yes, so you know
yeah,
you,
what I've been practicing.
Will you still race if you're a greeter at Walmart?
Yeah, yeah, I will.
I want to know that.
I've
okay,
been practicing.
How,
yep,
how do you practice for that?
Yeah. How do I practice? Yeah. Hi, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
You have been practicing. That's pretty damn good.
I need to mark that for return.
That's that away.
Return, just turn around and get the hell out of the door. We ain't giving you money back.
That don't sound like Walmart. I think they give money back for everything.
That's my Walmart
way. Hey, returns have cut back 75% since JJ's
yep,
started up.
Customer service is swamped. If you want to stand there 2 hours to return your curling iron, be my guest.
That you dropped on the floor and broke.
Are you my guest?
I've seen all kinds of stuff there in their returns. Like, I took something back. I don't remember what it was. Probably like a battery core or something. I don't remember. But I saw like a vacuum maker. Like somebody had it for 5 years. they returned it and got money back for it.
I'll tell you what I'm ready to return.
Right now. All right, what's that?
You okay, can't return it. You've already used
okay,
it.
Well, I've had a head cold. All right.
Still?
Oh. Yep. Still got a head cold. And I've been taking Sudafed when I can get it out of the damn package. Okay, these foil plastic glued on packages. All right. First of all, when you're sick, you have a tendency to lose patience. Okay.
Just so you know, they make those where if you push on the plastic part, it pops through the
no, it doesn't. Part. No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't. The foil on the back of these packages is thicker than the aluminum I got out of my damn race car. Okay.
Yeah, that says a lot.
And they tell you.
You don't have aluminum. That's steel on your race car.
Steel.
Okay.
And they say bend the corner and peel off.
Yeah.
Okay. You bend the corner and
Freaking
thing breaks.
Oh.
All right.
Then by the time you get it open, you have to snort it because it's probably all crushed up.
You're pretty damn close. I had a scissor out. I had a knife out.
Wow.
Okay.
Just give it to a four-year-old next time. They'll get you right in.
This childproof crap is for the birds, man. I'm telling you. I was 2 doors walking out. I was ready to get a goddamn hammer out of my toolbox to open friggin' Sudafed.
A hammer and chisel.
Exactly.
Pretty damn much.
Oh, man.
I had to give it to my daughter to open.
I'm sorry you have a head cold. Okay.
Oh, my.
I hope it clears up somehow.
After all that, it should go away by now.
Yeah, I got a head cold. After finally getting that thing open in 20 minutes, I had a headache. And I cut my finger on the damn aluminum.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not easy getting old.
Hey, you got head
cold. The soda fed company's going to be sued now.
It's not easy getting old. I'm telling you. And these caps on these medicine bottles, that's bullshit. Trying to get them damn caps off. Oh. I'm telling you.
Oh. Your rock and roll.
Oh, we got a call. Let's see. We got a caller. Hello, this is JJ. You're on the air.
Now, here's the funny thing is it's his
wrong
flip,
number.
It's
oh, well.
It's his flip phone.
All right. No, that was my work phone. I was going to put whoever wanted me. Whoever wanted me on the air. I put my bosses on the air.
You'd be like, hey, I cannot come in for overtime, but you are on the air.
I'll come in if you can open the medicine bottle for me.
Oh, man. Well, we know what his mission, what JJ's mission is. What's your mission, Gary? What's the latest? What's happening with JC Motorsports?
We're on a break.
Break?
There are no breaks.
They're on a break.
I took a break last year and got my ass chewed because I was told there is no break.
I think I remember that. Oh, man.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I did. There is no break.
Well, you know, it is that time of season where breaks do happen. It's break season. I can't believe all the crap going on.
That's a good subject.
What crap going on? I took a ride out to Pahrump this past weekend to watch that day after the duel. It was a 40-lap race.
Cool.
And they only cut it 35 laps.
Why? And how many? What was the turnout? Decent?
No.
Oh, not good.
$1,000 to win.
Wow.
And,
easy money.
I personally do not know who they declared the winner after 5 laps, and it got rained out.
Oh, no way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did it rain Sunday?
Yes. In
Pahrump.
You
gotta be kidding me.
No, it got rained out.
Weird.
But
I didn't know that. I didn't know it rained.
They got all the heat races in, and I do need to say something about Mark Dobb, which is the 2015
okay.
Coupe champion.
Yes.
Out there at
Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yes. They were the first cars out.
Cool.
In the heat
race.
Talking
about the coupe cars,
yes,
in Pahrump Valley Speedway.
In the heat race.
Okay.
And,
I'm in suspense. Well, wait, you could do that, like, away from the mic. That would be okay.
Anyway.
Hold on, let's take a sneeze break for everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to take a coffee break here. Hold on.
No,
all right, okay.
No, really, you'll like
no
this.
You
like
for
this.
Sick people.
You'll like this, JJ. No turning in any corner. I mean, you turn the wheel left and the car goes straight. I mean, no turning.
Slick, muddy slick.
Yes, yes. So in the heat race, he was going to pass Susan Smotherman. And here's where I got to give him kudos. He got on the low side going down the backstretch, got in the mud, got to the side of her car, and just before the turn, he let out. Now, if it was any other driver, he would have stayed in it and took both cars to the turn three wall. So, is what I'm saying is he let out of the gas and allowed both cars to get gathered back up because it was slick, and he
right.
wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. He was going to wreck both cars if he would have stayed in it. So good job to Mark Dobb for backing out of it in the slop because,
You know,
I've been on the receiving end of
right.
somebody thinking they're going to get a car to turn.
And it's not.
When 5 laps prior, the car still wasn't turning.
Well, you know, we always talk about how crappy people drive, so it's good to put out something nice for somebody who does a good job driving and having some great character.
Yes,
about what
exactly.
Doing out there, so.
It sounds like smarts
yes.
to me. You know, it was – see, there was never in the heat race, to me, was always like a test and tune. Okay. When they did do it, yeah, they lined us up after heat results, but it wasn't consistent like that. All right. A heat race, one, doesn't pay any money. Two, you're not getting any points. Okay. And three, there ain't no trophy for it.
Right.
So to me, right, Gary, how many times did I say that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
did it make sense to go out, one, wreck your car, two, wreck somebody else's car, or collect an entire field,
absolutely,
okay, for a heat race? Do you need to win that position even if they're going to line you up? Because you don't know. You might finish first, and they decide to invert you.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know.
Okay. You know, it's common courtesy. You know, it's glad to hear, you know, Gary bring that up with drivers. There are drivers that think, but there was nothing there in the heat races to gain. And if you did make that pass, yeah, you're rolling the dice. Maybe you will start first in the main, but there's a darn good chance you could start in the back.
Right.
So, you know, to me, that's smart. Completely.
No, you know, absolutely.
And especially this past race, what was there to win for the Coupes?
A trophy?
Right. And so
bragging
here,
right,
you know,
maybe, yeah.
I mean, it could have been anybody. Sue, it could have been any other car out there in any other division. Why are you going to do something that's going to hurt yourself for the main and somebody else?
And let's make sure it's clear that he did legitimately try to pass her on the lower side. Hey, anybody's going to do that. He thought better of trying to put that car in the turn in the mud.
Right.
And again, I've been on the receiving end of it. So when I saw that, I was like, there's a whole lot of people that need to be taking lessons on that particular
right.
backstretch run right there.
Kudos to Mark Dobb, you know, for
and
for
congratulations to Sue Smotherman for winning that heat race.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes. And congratulations to Mark Dobb for winning the race.
See, now
the day after the dual coupe race,
you know, anything could have happened. Like during the heat race, he could have took both them guys out and not even made
exactly
and have two cars not make that
this
main
exactly
event.
Exactly what I mean. So, the heat race. Why are you going to jeopardize
right.
yourself for
now,
one position?
Now,
right.
Now, granted, sometimes the heat races, depending on the car count, do determine where you're going to start, obviously, like you
yes,
said.
Sometimes.
And on some tracks, maybe not per ump, do give points. Sometimes it's 3-2-1
yes,
or whatever it
some
is.
Some do, yes.
And if it's
correct.
A close championship race, then I can understand, you know, some strong racing in the heat race, but
this,
not enough to take yourself
this,
or other people
this
out.
This was a Sunday day after
right.
the duel.
Exactly.
That
this point, is a trophy-only race.
Yes.
They
so.
Had their championship race
last
week
race,
before
right.
there was nothing
yeah.
to gain
right.
to being stupid.
Well, you know, kudos to Mark
okay.
Dobb and what he's done with that division with the Coupes
yes.
also, and
yeah.
that's one of the reasons why they have a car count our decisions like that, and any other people that we haven't mentioned that do think when they hit that track, some people hit the track and it's like, you know,
they turn into somebody else.
Yeah, it's just
you
it's
don't,
exactly.
you,
anything
like,
goes, but some people do
like,
experience
is,
and stuff do
you know,
come into
how many
play.
Times we meet the nicest guys in the world in the pits.
Right. Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you know, that all goes
the
out
track.
The window. And
yeah, they're the devil out there.
And, you know, I mean, like the old saying goes, anybody can put a monkey in the car and beat their way to the front.
Wreck their
okay,
way to the
front. Wreck their way to the
and
front.
And let's make sure.
I want to see that, by the way.
Let's understand. I'm not knocking Mark Dobb for trying to pass
right.
Sue. I'm saying great job on letting out of it before he wrecked both cars.
When he realized it was not going to do
right. When he realized it wasn't going to stick like the other eight laps that he had.
Cool.
That oh man, it was none of those cars were going anywhere.
Cool.
It was
well on dirt. You're constantly searching one. You know where your car is working the best. Okay, every car is different, and every driver goes out on dirt. Where is your car going to work the best? And no, the main event is not going to be the same as the heat, all right? But you're going to try different lanes to get around somebody, even more so when you're looking to get around somebody. Well, I know it's not working up on the high side. Mark might have sat back there and said, you know, I'm not working up top. Maybe the car will stick. That's something that I've always said with dirt. You see some of the best drivers, if they figure out in the main event, if they figure out where their car works in the first two laps, okay, in four turns, all right, they're going in the front. Once they figure out where their car, the driver who figures it out the quickest generally is going to win because they're going to have a jump on everybody else. And that's the fun part about dirt, yeah, is going out there because the track is never the same. We've been through this before. You can have your car working in the bottom groove the first five laps, and then it doesn't work there come the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
Right.
You know, you're constantly working the track trying to figure out where your car is working the best, where you're getting the best bite. And once again, that's half the fun of dirt racing.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not working down here and somebody just went on the high side. Well, you know what? Maybe I need to get to the high side because they just blew by me and start following that car.
Right.
And well, I need to say I don't know who they declared the winner or of the day after the dual modified race. But I can tell you Jeff Talley was leading the race. I can't tell you if they declared him the winner or
did
not.
Did they do the sport mods also?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what track was not too wet was the Duel in the Desert track.
Yes.
Out at LVMS on the half-mile track. Of course, you want to find out more information, go to the BomberNation.com website and check out the links and the front page there. You can also go to PrumptValleySpeedway.com and look for the results for their past race.
Did you go to the duel?
I went to one night of the duel, the last night.
Friday night
qualifying?
Yeah. Or Saturday night?
Saturday night. Yeah,
Saturday
final, yep. And talk about a nasty track.
Once again, huh?
Once again.
What? Where did it break up this time?
You know, they had several spots where it was broken up. Like, did you go at all?
No. No? I went to Saturday. No, I did not go to the duel at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I
did see the world famous Thane Alderman there.
Well, you must have seen Arlie with him.
I didn't see Arlie at all.
Oh, I spoke to Arlie in Pahrump, and he said he was sitting with Thane.
I mean, Thane was walking around, so I was way on the
When you're that high up at the the totem pole, you can walk around.
You're allowed to walk around,
You don't have to sit and watch. You can just walk around.
Let me tell you, it was a Long John night, man. It was cold.
I give you both of you credit for going out there because I was homesick both nights. Here two of the best races here in Nevada, and I didn't make either one of them.
And I did read they had, upwards of 271 registered cars.
Modified,
so.
Did they really?
Or was that mixed with the
I think that was total,
mods.
Yeah. Total registration, yeah. So, but that's a lot of cars, man.
It's big money. I don't know whether is there other tracks that put out $7,777.77 prize?
Les Boone, yeah. I don't know what Boone is.
They just do a million there.
Yeah. And Chet Krisner got
A welcoming voice. Let me tell you, talk about a natural and just hearing his voice just makes you feel like you're in watching racing. Exactly. You know,
Chet
especially
is
watching
great.
The modified.
He always has. Since he started 5 years ago, six years ago down in Pahrump, and then he went to LVMS, I am surprised ESPN or MRN.
And you never know. I
Motor
mean, he's
Racing
already
Network.
Oh,
I'm surprised nobody has picked him up yet.
I'm sure he's on his way because, let me tell you, just a welcoming natural at motorsports.
Natural. He was when he started in Pahrump.
Correct.
He's just natural. His descriptions, his one-off comments.
Yes, exactly. He knows the drivers. He knows the cars. He knows the racing.
The announcer that walks around in the pits and gets your new sponsors if anything's new.
Week in and week out.
Yeah, he walks around
week in
them
and
all,
week out. You know? And if you don't have new sponsors, he says, hey, you guys got any stories this week?
Right.
You know, what's going on? Any birthdays? He investigates and then writes it down, combines it all, and he works it into his verbal script in the booth.
Let me tell you, it helps that whole program just fall into place, you know. And, you know, some of them races can get strung out and long, and it's just him filling in that gap really makes a huge difference.
Yes, so. He's great at that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely great. Where he put, I listen to him sometimes on the red flags, and the stuff he pulls out of his back pocket is just phenomenal, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
somebody who we need to speak to. Maybe get him in here.
Again.
He's a natural behind a microphone.
Yeah, he is,
you
absolutely.
Know? He's just, a natural behind a microphone.
Just good to hear him out there and always look forward to him announcing wherever he's announcing. Nowadays,
I wouldn't want to follow his act, that's for sure.
No.
He's tremendous.
Nope.
Absolutely tremendous.
So, but it was fun out there. It was cold. Racing was always good, you know. Track was a little, but you know.
Usually, the past three years, it was turn three that broke up.
Well, there was looked like they tried to fill two or three holes in turn between three and four.
Again,
there's
a nasty one in turn one.
Turn one, there was a nasty bump. I wouldn't say that was a hole, but it was a bump. And then, of course, coming into turn three, there was a slight one there also, but then there were some holes in between.
I saw some film of going into one.
Yeah.
Pretty
course,
ugly, huh?
You know, and they try to keep them up high because they put the barrier tires up high. So I thought they should have brought them down myself for the main event, kind of give maybe another lower
groove,
but they just pushed them up higher. So, but either way, it was good racing, you know, as usual. It's good to see them drivers from all over the country come in, especially Canada. And
yeah, it was a 19-year-old from Canada that won, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Young kid.
And this was the
Lucas,
18th duel.
18th. Yeah. Lucas shot.
18th
duel, and he's 19.
Yeah.
Yep.
Almost as old as he is.
That's right.
Can't drink or gamble, but
he locked up seven grand.
He still got the lucky championship money. So that's why I was like sitting in the stands and I looking over at the Super Speedway and I'm like, I can't believe they got the glittering lights again over there. It's that time of season again.
Yeah.
You're probably going to take your residence through there at some point or another.
Yeah, I took them out there 3 weeks ago. Well, I just took them out there.
Okay.
And they were setting them up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow.
They were setting
a lot
them
of
all,
preparation.
All up 3
how
weeks
many,
ago.
How many lights did they say over what?
I think a couple million or whatever.
10 million, I thought. I read it. It's up there. And 2.5 miles of lights. And
it's great. You got to go
crazy.
Out there, man. Definitely. I recommend it. Last year, it went out last year, the year before that. You know, it used to be at Sunset Park,
right.
And then LVMS adopted it.
You know, that was a good move because they got the facility for it. It's crazy.
You go around the whole 1.5 mile underneath the grandstands, down the backstretch, and then got a live nativity.
I just can't believe it's that season again. Unbelievable.
You know, and donations, it charges, you know, money goes to Speedway Children Charities.
Speaking of that, they have a charity coming up for the glittering lights. They're a walk, I believe it's for the
pajama run.
Yeah, pajama walk and run or whatever it is.
Yes, it is. PJ 5K run.
If you want to find out more, go to thebombernation.com website. It's right on the very first, one of the first things.
Jay, please don't get in your pajamas and go, JJ.
He'll just fall asleep. He can sit in his pajamas.
It's too cold. I need to put the pajamas over three pairs of pants.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jay. I just wanted to throw that in there. I did read that on the thebombernation.com website that they have a charity for the Speedway Children, you know, Speedway Children's Charity. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yep. Yeah, you can bring some clothes out there or some canned food, and they'll give you $2 off on a ticket driving through.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's a good deal. I definitely recommend it for everybody. Go out there. It's something to, if you haven't gone out there.
Now, that's all the way
through. It's one of those things.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the dates right now. I think, are the dates on the front of the van?
Yes.
When they got it, Gary?
November 13th through January 3rd.
So anytime during that time, you get $2 off. You bring in a donation.
Yeah,
canned
food.
Okay.
They give you $2 off.
And Sunday through Thursday is 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and holidays are 5:30 to 10 p.m.
So that's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are the two holidays there.
And New Year's.
And New Year's.
Yep.
So all the three holidays. All those coming up quicker than we realize.
Oh, fast.
So, of course, you got the toy drives that are going to be starting soon. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about that pretty quick.
Yep. Miracle on
3rd Street.
3rd Street.
Yep.
So that's coming up. I mean, they're going to start to take donations pretty quick here. I started to see some of the donation drop-off points here recently. So we'll be talking more about that.
Can I give that out our address to donate a race car?
Couple of them.
If you can remember your email, yes.
I bet you he can't. I'm willing to bet money he can't give you.
What's your email?
That's something else I got to write down and put in front of me.
Wait, no, stop.
See?
I want to do the same thing you do with another event that's coming up.
Same thing I do.
Same thing you do if when the little kids come up, you say, spell my name. How do you... J. J. That's two J's. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
At onwheelsnow.com.
JJ at onwheelsnow. Now I got to write it down.
What's there to write?
J.
See what I go through?
How many years have you been doing this? Where are you? Hold on, let's take a quick break while he breaks his name.
com.
So if you want to donate a race car, please shoot JJ an email. If you want to teach him how to spell his name, send him an email.
Or if you want to yell at him, send him an email.
That's what I'm going to do. You want to take a break or what?
Sure, why not?
Hey, what the hell? We'll take a break. We'll see you shortly.
All right. I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater to your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's Chinas Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors, the Bomber Nation. One sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports, and this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. I want to welcome you back after our break. you do want to call in, please do so and tell us about your team.
Yeah, give us a call, 702-685-8116. It's 702-685-8116. Lines are open. We'll see if Gary can see the light to answer it.
And just to put it out there, I don't remember if it was last show or two ago, there is a bounty out on Mr. Tim Richter for the dunk tank at an event coming up
yes.
here.
And hopefully it's about this cold out there.
For the Touch a Truck event, if somebody can get him in, what are we? What
no,
was
no,
it again?
Not the Touch a Truck.
Oh,
the barbecue.
The barbecue. That's right.
Yes.
Barbecue. Which, you know, hey, the Touch a Truck's coming up too. So.
And it's going to be here very
shortly. Get him to the barbecue. Gary will take care of getting him into the dunk tank.
Yes.
Second annual On Wheels Now, BomberNation.com.
Yep. And we haven't finalized a date yet or anything.
Nope,
but
we're still working it.
But we're talking again in what month? Oh.
February. February? We're going to do it again in February?
Again in February.
Yes.
What week in February?
Am I invited?
I don't know. I was there in time.
I was there on time, trust me.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, plenty.
Gary's happy. His team, the Kings, just tied up.
Yes.
That's not winning, that's tying.
Hey, that's okay. We're going into overtime. let's not forget this weekend coming up. November 21st is the West Coast Short Track Championship at the Bullring.
Again,
that's
gonna
right.
Be some great racing this weekend. Saturday night at the Bullring. You can go to LVMS.com and look at the schedule there.
And let's wish Kaylee Barker. She will be in a modified this weekend.
Can you believe that? And I believe Aaron McMorrin's going
to
be back
in
the car also.
Hey, I had to let the girls go first, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Yes,
ladies
first.
And, you know, we want to see her do well in the modified. I'm actually curious to see how she does. I'm sure she'll get some practice time in, but obviously the modified's going to react a lot different than a super late model. You've got less tire, more horsepower, and a handful of
and
driving.
As you just said, wish Aaron McMorrin good luck on his brand new modified.
Hope it stays in one piece.
Yes.
Because he's been racing in the bomber division at the LVMS.
This 15 champion.
And he was in a modified previously for years and had gone into the bombers. And you know, last time I talked to him, and, you know, financially, when you don't have the sponsors and stuff like that, and you're not racing somebody else's car, it can get expensive. So he had to get out of it for a little while, but back in modified. So I'm looking forward to see him do well.
Yeah, that's this Saturday, November 21st. Spectator gates open at 2:00. You got midget group qualifying at 2:30. The SRLS2 Tour Series car qualifying. Then the modified single car qualifying, Southwest Tour Series qualifying. Then they jump right to the Midgets Heat Race 1, 8 laps, and then Midgets Heat Race 2, 8 laps. And the B feature, which they have every year because there's a huge turnout, the B feature is 40 laps for the modifieds. And then 5 o'clock, you got opening ceremonies. The SRLS2 Tour Series is 35 laps. The Midgets are 30 laps. The Southwest Tour Series feature is 125 laps of racing. And then to finish out the night is the Lucas Oil Modifieds feature at 75 laps. So a lot of laps.
And according to my smartphone, it's going to be 70 degrees on Saturday.
Can you believe that? He's got a smartphone.
No.
do you really want me to go down? I can't believe he said that. Does he really want me to go down that avenue? You really want me to go down that avenue?
You know, it's going to be great. If you've been itching, if you've been itching for some asphalt racing because we haven't had any in a little while, it's going to be a great night of racing this weekend, Saturday night at the Bullring. You're going to want to go and check it out.
Yep.
I'll be up in turn 4.
That's where I'll be.
Oh, well,
that's where I'll be. That. You know, it'll be a nice change from all that dust and dirt from the dirt track from last weekend. I mean, let me tell you, I had my phone down on the the chair next to me. I mean, on the bench.
Is that a smartphone, too?
It's an iPhone. I wouldn't quite call it completely smart, but it is an iPhone. And then,
you just want me to go there, don't you?
As soon as I pick it up, you can see just the dirt covered all around it. And then, of course, my screen's all covered. I'm like, damn, we're breeding this crap.
Uh-huh.
I thought that Speedy Dry was nasty, but, man, that dirt is worse.
If it warms up out there, yeah, if I feel better, and I get my damn Sudafed package opened, I'll get out there and
I'm
going to
pre-cut and pre-split some Sudafed packages for you.
Put them in a little plastic bag for you.
Put them in a Pez dispenser for you. Make it easy.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. A lot of racing. Hey, you know, Southwest Tour, 125 laps.
That's a lot of laps, but let me tell you.
A lot of racing.
They go by quick because them cars fly around that track.
Yes, they
do. They go in 14, 15 seconds, so they really get up there.
So we got the B feature for the modifieds, 40 laps, and you guys say we got Kaylee Barker.
Can you believe
out
that?
There, and Aaron McMorrin. Both are going
to
be out there in their cars. Anybody else? Any other news?
I was just going to say, and remind you, them are the only two we know about. So.
I mean, there's other local
I'm sure
Doug Hamm will be out there.
Yes.
And the kid.
Vinny Raiucci Jr.?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole team.
Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Good chance he'll
be
out there.
Petrie won't be there because isn't Kaylee going to be in Pat Petrie's car?
Yes.
Okay.
And as we said, those are the only two we know about.
There's other local racers.
If you know of any of them, give us a call. Let us know who's going to be there.
Otherwise, 702-685-8116. You got some low-down dirt? You know something that we don't? We'll put out there on the air. 702-685-8116.
All I know is if you don't call us, we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want. So
that's right.
That's it. And you can email me at jj@onwheelsnow.com.
It's J. Hey, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Next week, by the way.
Next Thursday.
Oh,
I was just informed.
I'm eating turkey.
I was just informed at the beginning of this show that we're on break. And I got it. It's archived. I'd just been informed.
No, I said they are on break.
So until I hear that we are off break, I am on break.
You're officially on break, so... Now you can't get them off break. You have to wait till next year.
That's been a problem for all year long.
Oh, man.
I haven't taken a break this year. And that's the truth.
Banquet coming up, right, for you guys?
December 5th.
December 5th at Samstown for the LVMS NASCAR. Well, not just NASCAR. They're doing it for all divisions, right? Even for
Yes.
Whatever they're calling them nowadays, USCLI.
Yeah, whatever legends they are today. Yeah.
The track's 11 champions.
All the top 10 championships are all going to be.
No.
Oh. Really?
No.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
No.
Top
10.
Yes.
No.
Top 10 for the Super Lights.
Oh.
Top 10 for the Modifieds.
For the Mods, okay.
Top 10 for the Super Stocks.
Super Stocks.
And top 10
for the
Bombers.
Okay.
Top 5 for each Bandolero division.
Oh, so then as they get to the other divisions, they're top 5.
INEX.
Okay, the old INEX.
Yeah. IMSA and the NASCAR divisions are honoring top 10.
Okay.
But INEX is honoring top 5.
Cool.
So.
December 5th.
At
7 p.m.
Did you get invited, Gary?
Finally? No.
You guys get a table?
Yes.
It's $300 a table, I think, isn't it? Or $350? The 300?
Thanks to my sponsor, On Wheels Now.
I wasn't invited, so...
We're getting a table. Thanks to my sponsor, On Wheels Now.
I don't know nothing.
Hey. If you get anybody pitching... How many? That's like 10 seats, right?
No.
A table
of 10 is not 10 seats, no.
Is that what it is, a
table
of 10? I didn't know if it was a table of 8.
No,
I thought in the past it was 8.
No, it's always been
after
10.
He said that, let him go check on his smartphone.
a table of 10.
What will the temperature be on December 5th?
I don't care. I'll be inside.
On your way to the Sam's Town.
No, a table of 10 is not a 10 seats.
We did can be partially standing.
Now do you see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You guys going? For sure?
Yes.
I mean, you're getting a table. Your top, what position did you get, Jay? Was
eight.
It ninth? Eighth?
Eighth.
Gary elected to be outside of the top 10. Well, you got, so you got sixth place, eighth place,
and ninth place.
And ninth place.
Yes.
From the JC Motorsports team. Not bad.
Yeah.
For the first year back.
Not bad at all. Congratulations.
In a dirt car.
We'll catch them.
Well, you know. You know
in
that,
a dirt car.
Well, exactly. That's
what it is, a dirt car.
We have, two of the cars are dirt cars that you guys took back out there. So,
yeah.
You know, hey, not a bad accomplishment. Curious to see how the event goes.
We're 5 years behind time. You know,
I just found out tonight you have aluminum on your car, not steel. So.
Hey, we're allowed to have that as
really?
Long as we meet weight.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
true? Really?
Sure.
We got a weight rule now.
Well,
it's,
I know.
It's my headlight deflectors.
You're allowed to have them.
That's what's on it.
Yeah. Aluminum trim on the side?
No, it's my headlight that deflects the air to my radiator. They're aluminum. They're aluminum.
So, Gary, you said...
Said what?
You said you're just having Thanksgiving at home?
Yes, I am.
Just you and the old lady?
Nope.
Oh,
I have
family coming up.
I have lots of
kids coming up.
Yes. No, not my kids. No,
but kids are coming up.
I have a
Carol. Yeah, sorry.
No,
any unknown kids that you've had coming up? No. Okay.
Actually, I have some of the UNLV Running Rebels.
Oh,
players.
I wanted to ask you about that.
I have
Friday,
a few
that last,
of them
the opening
coming.
Night
yes.
game. You went
we,
to that.
Yes,
how
we
that?
Won by two.
Wow. How's the boy?
Good. If anybody's got me on Twitter or on Facebook, they know I'm flooding it with
that's
that young man.
That's why I'm asking you because I don't.
Yes. No.
Cool.
I don't remember his stats for the first game, but they did play last night. They played Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Ooh.
And beat them by 62 points.
Ooh, that's a.
So,
big
and
win.
As if nobody knows by now, Steven Zimmerman is a good friend of mine. And he finished up with 14 points and 11 rebounds
and
three
got the
block
ball.
Shots.
And he got the ball.
Three block shots. So.
Wow.
Double.
And two assists.
Block? Can you believe somebody can block his shots? Because that's a big boy. Big Zim.
Yes. Six foot tall. I'm sorry, seven foot tall.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
And somebody else was able to block his shots.
No, he blocked
them. Oh, he blocked their shots. Oh, okay.
Their shots.
All right. Well, that's different.
Yes.
I can believe that.
Yes. So
are they playing tomorrow night,
yes,
too?
Yes, they do. They play tomorrow night, and then they take off to Hawaii. They have
to look forward to that.
Yes, and one of the reasons I'm hosting Thanksgiving dinner for them is because they get back from Hawaii on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool. You want to mark tomorrow's game?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, I might go.
The
extra seat for me?
No, I don't have no extra seats because
I
happen to sit in the family seats.
Right.
So.
Hey, I can be family.
Yes.
No extra family seats.
Why am I getting stared at like a deer in headlights?
No extra family seats for any of us? Dang it. You could sell some of those family seats.
They're pretty good seats. They're about, I don't know, probably six rows off the court. So.
Cool. We'll keep an eye for the kid.
Yep. If anybody picks up the newspaper, he's in the newspaper today. So, in the sports section.
Can you get him in a bomber?
We'd have to extend the seat to the back seat.
How about a bandolero?
His feet will hang out the front.
I want to see that.
And he's been a fan. I've known the young man since he was about 6 years old. So.
You know, and that's something that you guys had in the past at not just at LVMS, but at Pahrump, where kids come up and, you know, you get to know them. Just seeing their faces. You guys, of course, out at Pahrump Valley Speedway used to give out, you know, toys and things like that.
Right.
And you start seeing some of these young faces, and you get a little fan following, and that's somebody there, like you're talking about, that's been a fan since he was small. And now he's big.
Yeah, we had discussed that, you know, when we came back to LVMS. I mean, it's 5-6 years, and these kids were 5-6 years old. Now they're teenagers, man. They're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy
you know, and that's,
cow,
and that's
time,
a, you know, you don't know
time
how your
friggin' flies.
Sure.
You know, and you had brought up Touch a Truck. We're going on, what, our eighth or ninth year.
That's crazy.
And we've watched these kids grow up in front of us. I mean, each year we hear, oh, we had to come here first. He had to come here first. She had to come see you guys first. And this goes on. I mean, the kids are in strollers.
Yes.
I mean, signing trucks and stuff for kids in strollers.
Now they're running around. You can't keep up with them.
Yeah, you know. It's a good feeling, you know, that they remember you, you know. But they give us so much. But I try to give them, you know, we don't keep track of it.
Right.
You know, but to these kids, it's everything.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're nobody. We're not, I'm not tooting our horn.
No,
we're nobody.
The thing is,
we're just
know,
weekend warriors.
Right.
You
but,
know.
But you don't know who you're really inspiring or not. They look at a race car and look at you as race car drivers. Doesn't matter if you're Jeff Gordon or, you know, a local racer.
J.J. Nunn and Gary White.
Same thing with, you know, Kaylee Barker. You know, they look at young women drivers like herself and, you know, and just it's inspiring.
You know, speaking of that, as I said, I was in Pahrump this Sunday because it was the day after the duel. And I was standing up there by the building blocking some of the wind. And I had a young kid sitting next to me. Later I found out he was an 11-year-old kid, but there was a guy that walked by me, and as he walked by me, he turned around and he come back and he said, "Hey, are you guys ever going to race back out here again?" I was like, "Well, we'll see how it, you know," and we started talking about the new promoters. And
you let him know when you're at least 64, you'll be back out.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Why you look at me again when you say that?
Well, you're the closest.
So as you were just saying, Jay, so we talk a little bit, and he walks, and I shake his hand, and he walks away. Well, this little 11-year-old said, "You used to race out here?"
Oh, that's funny.
I said, "Yeah, I raced out here one or two times." He said, "Oh, what car number?" I said, 65. He says, "Huh, I don't remember a 65. I said,
"Down at the
oh." So,
well, get out of here, kid.
I said to the little kid, I said, "Look on the back wall back there. You can see the number 65.
That's funny.
Plain as day." He said, "Yeah." He said, "What's your name?" I said, "I tell you what." I said, "Every time my team won, we give toys out at the fence." You know what that little kid said to me? "I still have a pink football from you guys."
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
I said, "So what's my name?" He said, "I don't know."
Go look at your football, kid.
Yeah. So we talked for 8 or 10 minutes, and the older gentleman standing next to him says, he leans over and he says, "That's Gary Wyatt."
I said,
"Don't tell nobody." So the little kid remembers, and he even said, "Oh, I still got one of your toy trucks."
He remembers the giving part.
Yes, but he don't remember the number. So I had to tell him I had a blue car. He goes, "Oh, I remember a blue car." I said, "What color was the sticker, what color were the numbers on the car? He said, I don't know. I said, So, needless to say, I finally ended up telling him. He goes, oh, I remember, I even got one of those little trucks of your guys.
That's funny.
So he remembers everything but the color of the cars.
Well, it could have been worse. He said, oh, yeah, I remember blue car. It was a white number three.
It's out there now.
Yeah.
You're not in that car. Hey, you know, the giving part, that's something you guys are doing.
You know, for the kids, that's, you know, something, who knows? You know, this is what I grew up with at Freeport Speedway. The drivers always got into the stands. And if one of these kids decide to race one day, okay, who knows if they pass on the tradition. I know that's what the drivers used to do at Freeport Speedway and Islip and Riverhead that I attended. And this is something, you know, that we start bring back a little bit of old school. Who knows if some of these kids from Pahrump get in a race car and say, you know what, I'm going to start handing out toys to the kids
right.
that are at the fence.
Yep.
You know, you never know. I mean, we'll be 6 foot under collecting worms, but you never know. It just may ring a bell. And when that kid's 50 some odd years old going old school, all right, he'll remember Pahrump Valley Speedway and what we did.
And on that note, speaking of 50, I want to wish Susan Griffiths from Pinkmill a happy 50th birthday. I know I'm going to get killed for that, but that's okay.
Well, happy birthday. You guys want to sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
In Elvis.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you.
Good. Go get Gary. I was dropping it, Sue. I wasn't bringing it up.
Hey,
you can blame him.
Hey.
I was
what it is what it is.
The big 5-0.
That's right.
Yeah, just reiterate. Say that a few more times.
But it wasn't me, so.
Wow.
Sure glad this show's ready to get over.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, of course, running short on time. You want to go to the BomberNation.com website, check it out. Great racing coming up this weekend. Of course, there's probably just enough time to get some sponsors in for.
Yeah, definitely want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out. Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiator, Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, and one and only Daniel at Best Muffler.
Make sure you go to LVMS.com, click on the track of your choice, hopefully the Bullring. We want to see you out there this weekend at LVMS. It's going to be a great show for the West Coast Short Track Championships for 2015. It's going to be a great night of racing, as it always is. Lucas Oil Modifieds, of course, the Southwest Tour cars, going to be out there, the Southwest Tours. And a bunch of other great stuff. So make sure you go out there. Okay,
yeah.
Of course.
For you straight liners out there, the Street Car Super Nationals, the 11th one, Thursday, November 19th through Sunday, November 22nd. So after you spend the day at the drag strip, you can head over and catch the Modifieds and the Southwest Tour at the Bullring.
There you go. Make sure you catch us next Tuesday before Thanksgiving on willsnow.com. Next Tuesday, live at 6 p.m. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being with us.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.